Palestine Today, a service of the International Middle East Media Center, www.imemc.org, for Wednesday, June 14, 2006.
One killed and another injured in clashes in Khan Yunis, while gunmen set fire to the house of the head of the Preventative Security Force in Khan Yunis. The Israeli army invades Beit Ouazen village and arrests three. Army and settlers attack a Hebron resident and his son. The army confiscates a house in a Bethlehem village. These stories and more coming up. Stay tuned.
Salah el-Astal, member of Il-Qassam Brigade, the armed wing of Hamas, was killed while the head of preventative security in Khan Yunis was injured after being shot with live ammunition during clashes between executive troops controlled by the Ministry of Interior and the Fatah-led Preventative Security Force in the west of Khan Yunis city in the Gaza Strip Wednesday morning. Local witnesses reported that the incident occurred after a vehicle carrying executive troops clashed with the head of the Preventative Security Force's vehicle. Al-Astal died from head injuries, while the head of the Preventative Security and a bystander were injured. Members of Hamas held the Preventative Security responsible for the killing of Al-Astal.
A group of gunmen set fire to the house of Rafet Kaleb, head of the Preventative Security Force in Khan Yunis city south of the Gaza Strip. An official source in the Preventative Security Force affirmed that a group of gunmen of Al-Qassim Brigade, the armed ring of Hamas, fired live ammunition and RPG shells at Kaleb's house. The source added that members of the Al-Qassim Brigade planted explosives around the house, detonated them and set fire to the house, which destroyed all the contents. One of Al-Qassim members was killed and Kaleb sustained an injury in his thigh on Wednesday morning in clashes which erupted between his companions and members of the Hamas movement.
Israeli troops invaded the West Bank village of Beit Ouazen, west of Nablus. Three residents were arrested. Eyewitnesses reported that special units of the army, disguised in civilian clothes, accompanied by 20 armored vehicles, invaded and surrounded the village and forced the residences to stay in their homes. Soldiers then broke into several homes and conducted wide-scale searches. One of the homes broken into belonged to Mahmoud Abu Aisha. Three residents were arrested for not having correct identity cards. The arrestees were identified as Nassim Abu Aisha and one of his relatives, who identified as Anas Khatib, who worked with the Palestinian Security Forces, while the third arrestee was unknown.
Israeli soldiers and extremist settlers assaulted a resident and his son from the West Bank city of Hebron Wednesday morning. The man and his son sustained bruises all over their bodies. An eyewitness and sister of the attacked resident, Lina Abul Haikal, reported that a group of extremist settlers attacked her brother Hani Jamil Abul Haikal, 37, and his son Jamil, 13, with stones and empty bottles while they were on their way home in the Tel Rumeida neighbourhood adjacent to the illegal outpost of Ramat Yashi in the old city of Hebron.